Blog Talk Radio.
I'm on the line.
Amen, amen, amen. Girl, what a day. I knew I had to do my show when I got home, and the Lord reminded me, because I've been fighting this cold and my ear has been bothering me. But I know the devil is a liar, and the Lord said to me, be persistent in your kingdom assignment. Mm-hmm. I said, okay, God, I got the point, and that will be my topic today, how we can get weary, things happen when God has given us an assignment. But before I can continue to talk, I will allow my sweetheart of a friend to
thank God for you to pray us in. And those who are on the line right now, we welcome you truly for you taking time out of your busy schedule for the last minute to come and join us. God bless you and yours. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Let us pray. Father, we thank you for today, God. We thank you, Lord God, for another opportunity to share what your Holy Spirit has downloaded today, God. And, Father, we just ask right now in the name of Jesus that you move us out of the way, God, so that you can be glorified in all things. God, we thank you for your grace. We thank you, Lord God, for your mercy. We thank you, Lord God, for your love. We thank you, Lord God, for your wisdom. We thank you, Lord God, for your Holy Spirit who leads us and guides us and directs us. And we dare not address the Holy Spirit as an it because we realize and understand that he is a person, the person that is living in us, the person who is moving in us, the one who gives us understanding. So, God, we thank you for your precious Holy Spirit. And we ask right now in the name of Jesus, Lord God, that you cover Apostle's voice in the name of Jesus. We ask, God, that you cover her throat, Father, in the name of Jesus. We ask in the name of Jesus that you just surround her, Lord God, with your angels, Lord God. We decree and declare healing in the name of Jesus. And for anyone who is on this line who is dealing with colds and allergies, Father, we pray right now in the name of Jesus that as we go forth and talk about persistence, Father God, that they realize, Father God, and understand that when it comes to kingdom business, God, and things that you have called us to do, that we must be persistent. Father, in the name of Jesus, we must rest ourselves, rest our voices, rest in you. So, Father God, we thank you that tonight, Lord God, your word is still going to go out with power, power Amen. That comes from the belly of Apostles' belly, in the name of Jesus. And we thank you that it's going to land on good fertile soil. So we thank you. Holy Ghost, have your way. Holy Ghost, move like never before. We bless you. We honor you. We praise you, God, in all things. We give you glory. Amen. And we thank you, Father. We decree and declare that the airways are clear. We decree and declare that nothing will hinder us from going forth tonight. In the name of Jesus, I thank you, Father. I glorify you. I magnify you in all things. In Jesus' name, most precious name, amen, amen, amen. Glory to God. Glory to God.
Amen. 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 Forgive me if I sniffle. I apologize tonight. God is truly good. And the scripture that he gave me to coincide with what he gave me to talk about tonight is 1 Corinthians 15, verses 58. And it says, therefore, my brethren, be steadfast, unremovable, always abiding in the work of the Lord. For as much as ye that ye may labor, your labor is not in vain. I know I'm not really good with the King James Version, but you got it, that when don't get weary in well-doing because your labor is not in vain. And sometimes we as Christians, we get weary. We might get weary in doing the things of God, and we don't see results. When you don't see results, you get tired, you get weary. But knowing that if you continue and if you persist, you will be successful. And there's some things that you have to do in order to be successful. Meditating on his word, being close to God, relationship with God. You all know that. And when you're feeling weary, that's the time that you have to cling to him because he is your strength. And you know, sometimes put on some music and the joy of the Lord is your strength because I sometimes feel weary. I feel down. Recently, I got some I really looked at my friends list and some people that I love, they befriended me, and that was kind of discouraging. And then when I found out why, it was not even me or something that I did, I was going to get discouraged. And the Lord said, why are you discouraged? You didn't do anything. So sometimes even our very, circumstances makes us feel down, makes us feel like, you know what, what's the sense of going on? But you must go on to finish your kingdom assignment because the Bible tells us that only those that does the will of the Father shall enter thereof the kingdom. So our kingdom assignment is very essential and very important to our everyday living and doing what God says it and doing it in a timely manner and not being weary, not giving up. And yes, you will feel weary because it says that you will, God wouldn't put that scripture in there if he didn't know that you were going to feel weary. We will. We'll feel discouraged. We'll feel like we don't have anyone. Even when you have someone and you reach out to them and they're not available, sometimes you feel down. But you know what? One thing that Lovey just prayed is that the Holy Spirit is a person, and he is the comforter. Let me tell you, see, we don't rely on him enough and to just go to him and say, you know what, I'm feeling kind of this way, Holy Spirit. I'm feeling that way. Could you just counsel me? Could you just love on me? I know I do it. I get up in the morning, I talk to him when I'm going through struggles. I have struggles. We all have struggles. We're going to have struggles to the day we leave this earth, because we have an adversary called the devil, and he comes to kill, steal, and destroy. But what I focus on, hallelujah, glory be to God, in my sick body today, what I focus on is the abundance of life that Jesus came, that we may have abundant living, abundant life, meaning that we should bear fruit, abundant meaning that we should bear fruit for one another, for each other. We should walk in the fruit of the Spirit, no matter what we're going through. And sometimes it can be difficult. Sometimes when we want to be angry and when we want to be frustrated, because sometimes we wallow in that, don't come real talk. We want to keep the anger because we think that that person deserve. I heard one of my friends say, they don't deserve this, they don't deserve that. But you know what? We can't hold on to that anger. We can't hold on to that bitterness, because it stops us. It keeps us in a box where we can't move forward in the Lord. And we think that because we get angry and that person don't deserve this. And well, how about grace and mercy, the same grace and mercy that God extends to us, we have to extend to others. Yes, you will get angry, but the Bible says sin not. So there's some things that we have to just check ourselves for and see why and how we get weary. How come we are not consistent? And being consistent, just like with our show, I told Lovey, we have to be consistent, because I have people who depend on this show. I didn't know that, but I get inboxes and I get texts and said, you know what, I really look forward to this show. That show empowered me to move forward, and that's awesome. Lovely said that's our kingdom assignment, is to motivate and help somebody else. Glory be to God. And that's why I'm here tonight. I took all kinds of pills so I can feel better. I prayed. I had Lovely pray for me. You know, and I'm here because I want to practice what I preach. I want to be consistent and I want to persist. Amen. Lovely, just hang in there and throw in there. I hope I'm making sense, because you know what, I took that cold medicine, so you know. Hello.
Amen. Amen. I love you, Lovey. Bless God. No, you're making a lot of sense, and that's awesome. Because you know, as you were speaking and you were talking about the Holy, you know, when we said the Holy Spirit, and really he is our advocate. He is our paracletus, and so he gives us the strength to endure and to go on. And I love how you said when you get up in the morning, you know, we have to talk to the Holy Spirit. You know, there's no way we can go about our day, we can't make a sound movement until we activate the Holy Spirit. And some of us have, you know, the people in the church, they have, you know, the Holy Spirit, because Jesus said that he would leave us a comforter, which is the Holy Spirit. But if he's just laying there doormat and he's not activated, you know, he's just basically there. And so when we activate the Holy Spirit to take control of us, even in spite of what we're going through, he gives us the strength to be consistent in the things that we do. And, you know, thinking about persistence, that means never ending. You know, the synonym for this is what the Lord had gave me. He said the synonym for persistence, and I looked it up, and it means for stubborn. It's stubborn. That's the synonym for it. And so, in other words, I was like, God, what are you showing me? What he was showing me was that, you know, when we're in school, we're stubborn. We determined to make it on the athletic team, or we're determined to get that degree. And even in jobs, we're determined to get that promotion. And no matter how we're feeling and what we're going through and what we're dealing with, we make sure that we're at that place, or we're doing what we're supposed to do to get that 4.0 GPA, or we're making sure that we're, you know, trying to get on the dean's list. So we're doing everything that we're supposed to do. And in our jobs, we're the one who, if we have to get the coffee, we get the coffee. If we have to run our faxes out, we run the faxes. We have to run back and forth to the coffee machine, we do that too, you know, because we want to get in good or whatever, you know. But we're stubborn about that. And so we could only be stubborn about, you know, pressing forward on our kingdom assignments, you know, that would work well for us, because that simply means that regardless of what we're going through. I know I'm going to get discouraged sometimes. It happens. And anytime people say they don't get discouraged, you know, that's not true, because we're still human. That's why God, you know, really, that's why God sends us, you know, sends us encouragers. What job would the encourager have if everybody in the kingdom was discouraged, you know, was encouraged all the time? You know, somebody's going to have to be discouraged somewhere, you know what I mean? And in order for the encouragers to have a job, there has to be a discourager somewhere. So, hey, you know, let us all just, you know, if we just take off that shield and we got everything together, you know, that we're never tired or we never get sick. And we know that the Bible says by his stripes we're healed. You know, we believe
that. That's right.
You know, yeah,
that's
but
right.
if we have this cape over us as if we're untouchable, you understand what I'm saying? You know, we know that the enemy can't, you know, destroy us, you know, but, we have a human body. And sometimes we get sick, you know, we get colds and sore throats and things like that. And sometimes, you know, a little bit deeper than that. However, at the same token, you know, we can't just pretend that our bodies don't get tired. That's what God tells us to
rest.
I'm not
going to lie.
You know what I mean?
I'm not going to lie.
Yeah.
That's right.
You know, that's really true. That's what God tells us to rest. You know what I mean? So that's just like saying, you know, somebody said, well, I can preach 24/7. I don't never need no rest. Then I'm going to need you to really rethink that, because if you don't get no rest and you're trying to preach 24/7, that means you ain't listening to God, because what time that you got to listen to God if you're constantly running your mouth preaching? So at some point or another, you got to stop. And we got to rest, you know what I mean? And so when we start talking about we don't face oppositions and things like that, and we don't get discouraged sometimes, that is so not true, because I know some of the really great preachers, men and women of God, that do get discouraged, and that's where us, you know, we encourage each other. And so even out in our persistency, you know, we have to remember, you know, that we got to press on. Yes, that's true. But we also have to use our spiritual senses as well as our, you know, our common sense. You know, God wants us to use both. And so as we're moving on, and then I was thinking about 1 Corinthians 14 and 40. That's why when you said 1 Corinthians, I said, see, there she go again. But it's like the Holy Spirit, but at least we sat on the same page. You know what I mean? And in First Corinthians and 14, and God took me to a different route. Yeah, but it's still going to all come together. And it was talking about how we must do things decently and in order. You know what I mean?
Right.
We can do things decent and in order if we're constantly saying we don't get tired and we don't need rest. There's no way we're going to be persistent. You know, we might be going, but we're not being productive. We're not showing any kind of productivity. And so we have to be mindful about those things, you know what I mean? Doing things decently and in order, you know, following the word of God. And the word of God also tells us that we have to keep our bodies together. This temple is where the Holy Spirit dwells. And so we have to keep our temples together. So we need that rest, you know what I mean? We need to eat healthy. We need to be healthy. When we face those obstacles of people, you know, not doing the things that they're supposed to do, and that's what God was dealing with, I have a pet peeve with that. You know, it bugs me. It really do. It bugs me. Because if we're talking about where the kingdom of God and God has called us to do certain assignments, we know what our assignments are. We can't play around with that thing, you know what I mean? In spite of obstacles, we still have to make sure that we do things decently in order. And so when I deal with different people, you know what I mean, and it's like, okay, you know, you're in ministry, however, you're operating like the world does, that's unacceptable to me, and I don't like to put my hand in stuff like that, so I back out. You know what I mean? Because I know, you know, after, you know, when God says, speak on that, you know, bring that to their attention, and we bring it to their attention, and they still don't receive it, you know, hey, the prophet's already spoken. Now, if you want to keep on going your way, then we can't put our hands in that. You know what I mean? And so that's what God was talking to me about when you spoke up and said, be consistent. Yes, we are going to be consistent with Let's Talk, Real Talk, because many lives have been changed. People are being delivered. People are being set free. People are being healed. And so we're going to be consistent. When Lovey's, you know, not filling up the part, you know, then I'm there. And then, you know, to push her up, to pull her up, to undergird. And when I'm not filling up the part, which I've been, you know, several times, you've done the same thing to me. You've been there. You pulled me up and pushed me up. And so that's what it's about. We help each other through it all. You understand what I'm saying? When I'm discouraged, you know I can talk to you and I get some hallelujah, glory, and a good word, you know what I mean? And, you know, to encourage me, and vice versa. And that's what we need more of in the kingdom, to let people know, yes, we want you to be consistent. God wants you to be consistent. He wants you to be persistent about what you're doing. But don't allow the people of the world or even in the church to tell you that it's wrong because you feel just a tad bit discouraged. Because that's not of God, you know what I mean? God wants us to have faith in him, you know, and we have the faith in him. But don't allow people to tell you that you have a robot, that you're a robot mentality. You're not a robot. You're allowed to feel certain things. Allowed to feel certain things, you know? So we need to be careful with that. When we put, you know when we talked about that show we did, Taking Off the Mask?
That's right.
Yes,
I remember that. And you know what it does, what you just said, what it does to other people when I say, well, lovey, I'm not feeling well, and you're like, by your stripes, you're healed. Refuse that. Don't take that. I have a cold. A cold will take its process out of my body. Come on now. So now people don't want to tell other people that they're sick because people are going to give them word, which is good, but then when they give them word, makes them feel bad because they're sick. Come on now. God gave us scripture because he knows that we are going to go through. We are human. We are spiritual beings living in this human body that's going to be wear and tear. So we cannot tear people down because they say they're discouraged, because they say that they're sick. Come on now. We can't do that. We become the enemy. Now they can't talk to us. They can't be open to us because we are judgmental and we are hitting them up with the word and say, oh, you can't enter here. No. If somebody's sick, they're sick. But no, don't let them stay there. Pray them out. Tell them, you know, baby, you're going to overcome. This is a dark area right now. You're going through a dark season. You're not feeling well. But you know what? This is not unto death. We will pray for you.
Right,
we'll be there for you. Come on.
We got
to encourage and build one another, but not hitting somebody with a word and making them feel bad. Now people put on masks. Oh, you know what? If somebody have a problem with lust, if they have a problem with lying, if they have a problem with stealing, you know what? Let them be able to be open to us and not being critical and judgmental. And now they're wearing this mask and they're going around pretending that everything is okay. We can't do that. But I want to change. I want to just make a comment on something you said, and I'm going to change it up a little bit. You said that you looked up the word, and it meant stubborn, right? And I find that we can be stubborn for good. We can be stubborn for good. Some people are stubborn for evil. Some people are stubborn for bad things. But you can be stubborn for good. You can be stubborn for the things of God and say, listen, I will not move. You can go on into Nehemiah's mode. I love it. Nehemiah was persistent and stayed on the wall. He would not come down. He said to the people, because you know what? We're going to have enemies. Our enemy is going to attack us and want us to focus on our issues or want us to stop the good work that we are doing. That's his job. That's his MO. You know, when he came to kill, steal, and destroy, we have an adversary, and he's going to discourage us. He's going to discourage us with his people. He's going to get mad when we go forward in the Lord. Come on. He hates when we make progress. He hates when we're about to hit an open door that God has for us to just shove us even more into our destiny. So now he's going to try to set us up for the fall so that we will not be persistent and that we will not be consistent in doing the things of God. But Nehemiah said, he told his enemies that I'm doing a great work. Why should I stop and come down to you? Why should I start and come down to your level? Come on now. I'm up high. I'm doing something for God. I'm up here doing a work for the Lord. I'm not going to come to you, stoop to your level. We got to let the enemy know I'm not stooping to your level and your foolishness. I'm going to be consistent in my kingdom assignment. I'm going to be persistent. I'm going to do what I'm supposed to do, and don't matter what circumstances I'm in, I'm going to learn to be about and abase. I'm going to learn
that I'm going to be contented in every situation that I caught myself in, because all of it is going to the initial kingdom anyhow, because it's going to work for my good. Come on now. I might not be able to pay my bills today, but you know what? I'm going to be appreciative when God blesses me. Come on, because I know he's going to bless me, because he knows my heart and he knows my mind. He knows I'm on a kingdom assignment. The Bible says that his eyes are pouring forth throughout the earth to see whose heart is dead towards him, so that he can show himself strong. Listen, I want us to understand, even me today, come on, because the word is a two-edged sword, that no matter what condition we're in, and God sees that we are kingdom-minded, eventually our night is going to turn to morning. Come on now. Good morning, people, because you are going to have some dark moments. You're going to have some hard times, but you have to persist. When God has given you assignment, because people are not following you, if you have a show and you don't see a lot of people following you and you don't see people like motivating you, don't give up. Rely on the Holy Spirit. Keep doing what God has told you to do. It's not about people. It's about pleasing God. Even in reading our word, recently the Lord said to me, Lovie, I was in my bathroom. I was in my throne. Come on now. I talked to God more in my bathroom, and I'm talking to him. And then he said, you know, Pastor, I want you to study 1 Samuel and 2 Samuel. And one day it slipped my mind. And he says to me, daughter, you know what? Your reading and studying is for you, but for my approval. It's all about me. It's not to make someone see how smart you are, but it's that you write and divide the word of truth. You are to seek my approval. So, daughter, get on that and do what you're supposed to do. See, we got to realize that kingdom assignments are important. We don't know why God has assigned us to a particular thing, so we got to be persistent. We got to be consistent in it, because as you just said, our show touched lives. I did not know the depth of how our show touched lives until one day we did the math, and there was another show that was so that got such great reviews and texts, and people were like, wow, you know, they were really hitting it, blah, 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 I was like, wow. So the Lord said to me that I have to be consistent and persistent in doing this show. Don't allow the enemy to deter you or to tear you, to pull you away from your kingdom assignment. And that's for everybody today. Don't allow sickness. Don't allow a lack of money, a lack of support, because Nehemiah had an attack by the enemy, because the enemy saw his great work and he was afraid. Anytime that you are a threat to the enemy, people are going to begin to pull themselves away. You know what? Don't be discouraged when people pull themselves away from you, because you where you are going, these people can't come. I'm not just saying that. Sometimes God needs you to be isolated to yourself and him for a season. Everything is seasonal. So hold on, be strong in the Lord. Come on. Sometimes you go through in your body. You don't know why you're going through in your body, but you go through in your body. And then I went through a trial of cancer and things that I went through. Then when my daughter was diagnosed, I was able to encourage her. I was able to tell her, look, baby, God told me that this is just to build your faith. Now, if I didn't go through it, I would have panicked. But I had cancer in my breast, and the Lord healed me. Come on now. So I know that the same God that did it for me will do it for her. If he just told me, daughter, he had said to me, daughter, this is going to be a rough thing. No, he said, I'm building her faith. I'm allowing it to happen to build her faith. And sure enough, it built her faith. She did not back down. We can't back down because of things that we go through. We got to finish this race. We got to hear, well done, my true and faithful servant. And you know how God knows that he can trust you? When you are consistent. You can't work on your job, your natural job. Come on. You can't work on a natural job and have do your work. You will be fired. Your boss looks for consistency. He looks for you to do your work in a proper way. Now, we want to be half behind in God's kingdom. We can't do that. We got to push past our flesh into our kingdom assignment. We got to push past this nasty flesh that don't want God to succeed in our lives. Because, you know, the flesh fights the spirit. Let's keep it real. We got to go to Nehemiah mode. We got to go into Nehemiah's mode. God has given me an assignment, and I will not stoop to allow my circumstances to let me come down. I will not allow my money issues to let me come down. I will not allow people's opinion to make me come down. I'm going to be persistent in doing what God called me to do. And sometimes you're going to lose people. I'm going to say it again. You're going to lose people because they're not going to understand your kingdom assignment. Sometimes they're going to think that you are better than. You think you're better than. You think this. You think that. I don't think God will tell you to do this. You don't know what God is saying to a person. And you know what? That's how great people are created, because people listen to God when other people are ridiculing them and pulling them down. Look at Noah. Look at Noah. People were laughing at him. Come on, you won't. What? It's going to rain? Are you for real, dude? No, we're going to carry on our lives like normal. But Noah still built that ark. He was persistent, and he was consistent to gain success. In order for you to gain success tonight, you got to be persistent and consistent in your kingdom assignment. Love you. I'm going to let you talk because my voice is getting a little hoarse. Could you hit me up a little bit there, baby, please?
Okay. I just hear the Lord saying, you know, your labor is not in vain. And so when we're talking about people, when we do whatever the assignment is that God has called us to do, it doesn't matter if we're on the usher board, it doesn't matter if we're serving food, it doesn't matter if we, you know, part of a choir or whatever it is God has called us to do, you know, we need to be consistent in that. And we're going to deal with people who, you know, sometimes half step, but, you know, don't allow what others are doing to hinder what we do. You know, remember, and all that we do is to give glory to God. So we're not doing it for the people. We're doing it to honor God. And sometimes that can be an obstacle, you know, with people, because sometimes they get tired. You know what I mean? They feel like they're getting worn out. And one of the things I remind my son is that, you know, whatever you do it to the glory of God, you know, and because I know that he loves what he does. You know, sometimes he gets a little frustrated, but we all get a little frustrated. But I tell him, you know, and me the same way, you know, we do it to honor God. We're going to be consistent, because when it's all said and done, God gets the glory. You know, we have to remind ourselves that whatever gift he's given us, whatever gift wherever he's told us to go to share that gift, how he told us to do it, we have to be consistent with that, constantly doing it until he says something different. Because at the end of the day, you know, if when we raise our hands, we're not raising our hands to give people glory. We're raising our hands to give God glory. And sometimes when people do that, you know, they get a little weary, they get a little discouraged. And I want to encourage you today, whatever capacity that you're operating in, as I stated, you know, from the pulpit to the pews to the door to the welcoming of the people, you know, don't get discouraged. Just remember, when you stand faithful to God, he honors that. He honors your obedience to him. He honors your service to him. He honors the fact that you're consistent and you're doing things decently in order. You know what I mean? And that scripture always stick with me, because, you know, I don't want to give God a halfway praise. You know, I don't want to give him half of anything. I want to give him all of me. And so that's how we should look at it. Whatever we give God, it should be done decently and in order. It should be done in a decent manner that's acceptable to God. And remembering you all in all things, yes, we are giving glory to God. And God, he appreciates that. He loves that, because we are his we are his creations. He created us. He created us for worship. And so it doesn't matter, you know, what we go through. Just remember that we're going to honor God in all things. And when those times of discouragement come, he does send people to encourage us. And in opposition, believe it or not, that comes a lot within the church, you know. But however, the Bible says that God reigns on the just and the unjust. And so we're going to keep our minds. We just need to make sure we keep our minds focused on the fact that everything I do is going to bring glory to God. If it's just the body gets tired, you know, we're going to rest, and we're going to get that word that God has to download in us, and we're going to get up, and we're going to keep it moving. You know, we're going to surround ourselves with people who want to encourage us and build us and undergird us in the word, you know, not to just, you know, not to puff us up, but to bring glory to God, because, you know, apparently God sent them our way because he knew that we were still in some type of way, you know, like that. So he'll send people our way, you know, just to kind of help us along, and we appreciate those people. I just thank God that even in this hour that he is allowing, you know, his people who are willing to do the things that he's called us to do, because it's a lot of opposition that we're being faced with right now in this hour. And some, you know, yeah, some people are looking at, oh, it's just, you know, it's just something that's happening. It's by luck. I don't believe in luck. You know what I mean? That's just the bottom line. You know, when people tell you, oh, wish me good luck. No, I'm going to pray for you, but I ain't wishing you no good luck. You know what I'm saying? I just don't believe in luck. I can't help nobody else. I'm speaking for me. I don't believe in luck. I believe in prayer. I believe in faith. And you know what I mean? And so I believe that when we ask God that he'll give it, you know, according to our walk with him, our obedience with him, because God honors our obedience. So in this hour, you know, there's a lot of opposition that, you know, being a Christian, being a child of God, that we're facing, you know, even within the government, even within, you know, the school systems. I was reading this thing the other day where this baby had been sexually abused, 5 years old, and, you know, and the teacher knew about it. And, I mean, it was just a complete mess. And I start thinking, my God, you know what I mean? It took me back to, if we had been consistent keeping in the prayers in the school, maybe some of this stuff wouldn't have happened. But, you know, this is the opportunity and a time for us to pull together to really start praying about things. And sometimes we don't look at the what we don't see. We think that these things are not happening, but these things are happening. These things are happening to our children. These things are happening to other children. You know what I mean? And so when we become consistent, doing in our assignment, you know, doing the things, if God called us to be on the wall like Nehemiah, then that's what we need to stay on the wall. He called us to be gatekeepers, praying, you know, interceding, you know, as an intercessor. We need to be constantly doing those things in spite of how we feel. If you can't get on your knees, you can lay right there where you're at and pray, you know, have a conversation with God. He's hearing your prayers, you know what I mean? And so we need to be consistent about those things, because somebody out there needs our prayer. Just what if somebody hadn't been consistent with their prayer with me or you? You know what I mean? We would have been completely lost. We wouldn't even be here. But somebody had been praying for us, and they were consistent in those prayers, and God heard those prayers. And I like how I think about, you know, the whole sister persistent. My grandmama hadn't been persistent about praying for me, even though, you know, I was stepping on her toes and doing all kinds of crazy stuff. She would have just gave up, but she didn't. We need to be like grandma was back in those praying days. We need to be some praying people, being consistent about our prayers. When God tells us to get on our face before him and pray, pray, pray without ceasing. That's what we need to be doing. So, yeah,
girl,
you know, we need to be doing that in this hour that we are in. The body of Christ, the people, you know, we as believers are facing a lot, and there is more to come. Now is not the time to get off of the wall. Now is not the time to turn our faces away from God. Now is not the time to allow the enemy to come in and wreak havoc in our homes and in our families and amongst the brethren, because that's what he wants to do. And so in order for us, you know, to continue to do the work, the assignment that the Lord has given us, I hear the Lord say, love. Can you possibly love consistently? Can you possibly love somebody even if you ain't feeling them at that particular moment? Can you possibly do that? And that's what I hear God say. We have such a big issue with loving people, you know, when we're not feeling a certain type of way, as we discussed last week. But God wants us to be consistent folks that he can depend on. Obviously, he put us in that place because he trusts us with his people. That's a big thing.
Wow.
To trust us with his people? Come on now. We can't take that lightly at all. That's a soul that we're talking about, you know what I mean? And so I take that, you know, very seriously, as you do, Levin. We take that very seriously because we want to love on the people of God, because God loves his people. He loves souls. And so when it comes to the show, yes, we're going to be persistent in all the assignments that he called us to do and all the things that he's called us to do. We're going to be consistent, you know, and persist on in the things that he's called us to be. And we're not going to back out. You know, the enemy's going to throw things our way. Of course he is. That's his job. But that's okay, because God gave us a job too, and that's to be on the wall. Amen?
Amen. It's so true. And you just took everything that I was going to say with prayer. If you notice, if you ever read the story of Nehemiah, he was always praying. He was a praying man. And we have to be praying. As you said, you know something, Lovey? As you said, this hour, the enemy is coming in, and we are, what should I say, because we have, most of us are not prayed up, he can infiltrate. And if a house that fights against itself it can't stand. So what he does, he doesn't have to do much anymore. People are just falling away for some stupid stuff, little things. And we don't even go biblical, Lovey. We're not even consistent and living the word. Because the Bible says if you have an ought against your brother, go between you and him.
Mm-hmm.
And then try to gain your brother. And if you don't gain your brother, the next step is to take two or three witnesses.
With
come
you,
on
right,
now.
Right.
And then if he does not listen to you, then you take him before the church. Tell your pastor on and do whatever you need to do. And then if he doesn't listen, then you treat him like a pagan. But listen to what the people of God does. The people of God tend to treat people like pagans before they take the steps that God has orchestrated to us. We can preach words. We preach words, but we don't live words. I have a sister that she cut me off, and what she cut me off for was not even true. But she didn't take the time to ask me. She didn't take the time to live, but she's given this strong word on Facebook, and she's given this love. But we need to walk the agape love, not talk the agape love, but we have to act out the agape love. We have to ask the question. If I feel, Lovey, if I feel that you have an issue with me, I'm not going to cut you off. If I heard something about you, I'm not going to cut you off. I'm going to ask you. I'm going to talk to you because I know that lies are spread. Believe me, I've been where people lie on me, and I was like, that wasn't me. But, so who knows when a lie is being spread if you're not talking to your brother, if you're not consistent in living the word.
Right.
You even have to be consistent in living word, not consistent only in talking the word, because talking the word don't get you anywhere.
Right.
You can even the devil knows the word. He knows the word better than me, because he is a spiritual being. He was in heaven. He had relationship with God.
Right.
Come on. He had a conversation with God. Even now, the Bible says that he goes through and forth throughout the earth. He goes back and forth.
Mm-hmm.
He goes up to heaven, and he's accused of the brotherhood.
Mm-hmm.
And he knows words, but he does not live words. We are supposed to be consistent and persistent, not only in kingdom building, but kingdom living and kingdom reading words and praying.
Mm-hmm. And praying,
Seeking the good of our brother. Seeking, if I have it and you and text me and you giving me a story and tell me to pray for you and I got it, I should not say, well, I got it and I ain't giving it to her. If I have it, extend that love. Even if it was $20, I say, well, you know, Lovey, I ain't got it, but you know, you can have this. You know what I mean? We got to start looking out for each other. We got to start be consistent and persistent in building kingdom, building people. We cannot say we love people and ostracize people, refuse to connect with them. What kind of love is that? And you only focus on your family. That is not kingdom. Kingdom is extending it to even your very enemies. The Bible says love those who despitefully use you and persecute you. Bless them, not curse them. So if God is telling you be good to your enemy, but he says to be good to mostly to the household of faith. Why?
Yeah.
Because we are kingdom builders.
Yeah.
And God is more focused on those that build the kingdom. We gotta be in Nehemiah's mode, and we gotta follow Jesus' example. Jesus was consistent. And he was consistent. He said, listen, man, I'm here for one thing. I'm about kingdom living. I'm about kingdom doing. I'm about my Father's will. I eat the will of the Father. Jesus was about his Father's will. But you know what? Let's keep it real. This is real talk, right? Right, Lovey? We about ourselves. We get offended. God wants me to be happy. Yes, God wants you to be happy. Maybe not, because he says you're going to go through some things. And God is not concerned about your happiness. He's concerned about you making it in. He's concerned about kingdom living. Yes, he loves us, but he knows we're going to have hard moments. We're going to have hard moments. At this time in my life right now, I'm not going to say I'm happy. I am at peace with what I'm going through. I might be in a fire, but I know that God is with me. I might be going through a storm, but I know God is with me. And that reassurance is what keeps me. You're not going to always be happy. God cares mm-hmm. about your soul. He cares about you. And sometimes my grandkids ain't always happy with me because I make decisions that hurt their flesh. And they say, mm-hmm. Nana, I'm happy. I don't care if you're happy or not, but this thing going to work for you. You're going to go to bed. When mommy say go to bed, you're going to respect your mother. Right now your dad is not around you, and God knows when he's going to be around you. So now you got to do what mommy say. You're going to do what Nana say. Okay? I'm not happy, okay? But I'm giving you instruction. I'm giving you wisdom. I've been talking mm-hmm. to them like they're going to listen. I'm doing this for you. Yeah. And that's how God feels about us. And sometimes when God has given us instruction, come on now, when he has given us instruction, it's not always a happy moment. We are not always happy. We are his children. And the flesh wants what it is. And, Daddy, you don't want to tell God, oh, this is really getting on my nerves, God. You know, you tell me to do this. I don't want to do this. But we are not always happy in the kingdom assignment. But we got to be consistent, and we got to be persistent because it's not about us. We get up in church and say, oh, it's not about us. It's about mm-hmm. Jesus. But really? Really?
Yeah.
It's not about us? Really? I think that we want to complain 24/7 sometimes. It definitely ain't about Jesus because we go in there, we got Israelite mentality sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
When God is giving you instructions, you're not always going to be happy. Who am I talking to? It's not always going to be pleasant because he loves us and he cares for us. He is like a parent. He's our parent. And when you give your children instructions and tell them things to do, they're not always happy. They'll be mm-hmm. mumbling and complaining behind your back. But when you tell them to do something, I hear my son when he was growing up. Mm-hmm. Oh, she just get on my nerves. She get on my nerves. He's not happy, but it's all for his good. So even though I'm not happy with this kingdom assignment and doing what God has told me to do, I have to be consistent and persistent because it's not about us. It's about kingdom. It's about my brother and my sister. As Satan wants to send me unto weak, God Jesus is praying that my faith will not fail me, that when I have overcome, I will strengthen my brother. Jesus ain't saying, well, Peter, you know, Satan wants to sift you like wheat, but I'm praying that you be happy. No. He says, I'm praying that your faith will not fail you. You're going to go through some rough times, but I am interceding on your behalf that you're going to make it. You're going to hear well done. Or the initial thing that God wants us to get is to meet with him. That's what he's about. He says to keep your eyes on things above. Yes, you're going to go through some good times here. You're going to have some sad times here. This is a rehearsal. But God wants us to be persistent and consistent so that we can hear, well done, my true mm-hmm. and faithful servant. And you know mm-hmm. what, Lovey? The Bible tells us that some people are not going to make it in because they're full of themselves.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to say, where you find that? Matthew told me that everybody that says Lord, Lord, mm-hmm.
we're not into the kingdom.
But they're still doing kingdom stuff, though. God is one of the people that fires you and still keep you working. Listen, God can fire you and you're still working for him. What you talking about?
I saw that the other day.
Listen, God fired you. The anointing, the real true anointing left your butt, but your gift is still active. Come on. And you're still in your mess, not seeing yourself. What you talking about? Let me tell you what I'm talking about. Everyone that says, Lord, Lord, will not enter the kingdom. You are going to give Jesus your resume. But didn't I cast out demons? But didn't I prophesy? Jesus is going to say, well, who are you? I don't know you. Depart from me, you evildoer. But no, you were fired, but still doing kingdom business. So therefore, listen, I'm going to hit this up with you now. Be persistent and consistent, but doing it God's way.
Mm-hmm.
Because you can be persistent and consistent doing it your way, and it still looks like you're doing kingdom business, and you end up a loser.
That's right.
You've got to stay connected to the Lord. when you are doing kingdom business. You got to stay connected to God when you're doing kingdom business. You got to. And your consistency must be always about somebody else and building kingdom. Your persistence should be always about kingdom. Sometimes we are persistent and we are consistent because we want the glory. We cannot be like that. We want to be seen. We want to be big up. But it's not. You're not going to be. It's not going to be good for you in the end when you're persistent and consistent about yourself and making you look good. Be consistent and persistent about things that God has instructed you to do, like Nehemiah. You go in Nehemiah mode because God gave, he had a God-given assignment. He didn't have a Nehemiah assignment. He had a God-given assignment. And we got to be careful that we walk in the God-given assignment and not to be people-pleasers and want to be Angela-pleasers and make people and build an ornament of Angela. Angela's great. She cast out demons while she prophesied. Oh, yes, hallelujah. No. My persistence and my consistency should always be bringing glory to Christ, our Lord, the Trinity. Amen?
Amen.
Okay,
amen.
I think I talk enough. Go ahead, Lovey.
I mean, buddy. No, you're fine. No, I just hear the Spirit of the Lord say, you know, his joy is complete. Our joy is complete in him. The more we pursue his word, the more we study his word, the more we spend time with him, whether we're, you know, feeling like we're happy or not, because one day we're happy and one day we're not, you know, I mean, because there's a human emotion that's going on. When we recognize that our joy is in Christ alone, it doesn't matter what we're going through. We still can find peace in him. And that's the awesome
that's
thing
what
about
I said.
God.
Is
that, he doesn't change. Yes, he doesn't change. He's the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. That's what the word says. And so we find our joy is complete in the Lord Jesus Christ. And so it doesn't matter what we go through. It doesn't matter what obstacles we face. We can always turn to God. He's always there. You know, not being, we don't have to depend on people or things. You know, we can depend on God. So when we depend on God and we trust him, you know, it doesn't matter what comes from the left or the right, the front or the back. It doesn't matter what the enemy throws our way. The Bible tells us that no weapon formed against us shall prosper. And we believe that word. We believe that word because we believe God. And so I wrap myself around the joy of God because I understand that some days I have to step back and just kind of take a breather. For a minute, and I tell myself, see, I don't wait for nobody to give me no prophetic word. You know what I mean? I get in my Bible and I get that prophetic word that's written already itself.
Amen.
And tell myself that I'm more than a conqueror through Christ Jesus who gives me strength. And so when I continue to confess those words over me, you know, it doesn't matter what's going on. You know, everything should be breaking loose. But I find my joy within Jehovah Shalom. He's such an awesome God. To just want to use us, you know, to just want to use us as his mouthpiece. And so when we're facing these things in these hours and this time that we're living in, we're not standing on the foundation of man. We're standing on the foundation of Jesus Christ because his word is sound. His word is true. His word is faithful and his word is accurate. There's no missing hit with God. You know what I mean? He got his stuff together. We need to get our stuff together. So I don't, you know, when it just comes to loving on people and being about the Father's business, doesn't matter what it is. If God said do it, then, you know, my desire is that we do it. My desire is for me to do it first because I can tell someone else to do it. But if I'm not doing it myself, if I'm just talking about doing it like you were saying, you know, actions does speak louder than words, you know, like you were saying, you know, we talk about doing things, but does our actions back that up? I can say I love you, but does my actions back that up? I can say I'm going to be there for you, but does my actions back that up? And so I can say I'm going to do a ton of things, but if I'm constantly talking about what I'm going to do and never do it, then what good does that do anyone? And what kind of signal does that give the people of God that he is trying to reach? Not for their, you know, not for their eyes to see, because God is seeing. If God is telling me to do something or telling his people to do something or telling us to do something, we have to be consistent in that. Because if people are looking to us to lead them to Christ, and we're supposed to be encouraging them, but we can't keep our word. You know, I mean, hey, that's some funny stuff right there. I know I'll put myself
that's
in that, that situation. You know, yeah, you know, I mean, hey, if you're always telling me, I got this teacher telling me that, you know, they're always going to do this, they're going to do that, they're going to do, they never do it. You know what I mean? And understand, you know, sometimes people forget things. That's understandable because I do too. But if you're constantly forgetting, you know, something's going on with that, you know. And so
right.
I would have to take a step back because I normally what I do is I put myself in someone else's situation and I say, okay, well, if that was me, what would I do? How would I handle that? How would I go about that? And then
yes.
I would try different angles with that, you know what I mean? And if it still comes back, you know, and ain't nothing happened there, I'm like, whoa, okay, something's going on with that. You know, that's really God thing right there because, you know, the Lord would tell us, okay, try this approach, try that approach, try this approach. But then people constantly give you, okay, I'm going to do this, I'm going to do that, but they never do it. Then,
amen.
You know, at some point
amen.
God
that's
would
true.
Just tell us, lift your hand off that, you know, because we can't teach people to be reliable, you know, we can't tell people to, you know, get in your word and we don't get in the word ourselves. We can't
that's
tell people
right.
to love on other people when we're not loving on other people ourselves. We can't tell people, oh, you need to be an encourager, but you know, hey, every time you hear them, they're beating somebody upside the head. So come on now, you know. So
right,
who's really
right.
at work here? You know, is it God at work? Is the Holy Spirit at work? Or is it the flesh at work? So when we start operating in the flesh, you know, we've already moved God out of the picture, which means, you know, apparently we're not consistent in our study and our time with God because when God is in the picture, the flesh don't operate with full authority, you know, as much as it does. You know what I'm saying? And so where is the Holy Spirit if we're supposedly in our word? You know what I mean? Is our ears closed to what the Holy Spirit is saying? Are we reading the word? Are we putting on Facebook, I'm studying my word, just to be saying I'm studying my word? Or are we really studying our word?
I don't see why you have to do all that.
And a lot of times, yeah, a lot of times, you know, I don't get up there and say, hey, this, but I will share. Now, I will do that. I will share, you know, a scripture or a word if God says share this with them and what I got out of it. Oh, I'll do that in a minute, you know what I mean, because that's what the Holy Spirit said. And that's that other thing that we have to be, you know, be mindful of. Sometimes, you know, when God gives us something to put out, it doesn't matter whether it's posting, it doesn't matter if it's sharing, it doesn't matter if it's speaking a word, you know, to someone that we walk across. We don't have to make it, we don't have to explain that to anybody, the reason why we do what God tells us to do, because our first obedience is to God. So if God said, go ahead and post that, if God said, walk to that lady across the street and speak to her, pray for her, whatever, then that's between the vessel and God, because what we find ourselves doing, we put ourselves in a situation where we always feel like we have to explain ourselves. Well, why should we have to explain ourselves what the master has already released us to do? I'm not explaining myself to anybody about what God tells me to do unless he said, okay, now I want you to give this insight, you know, as to where I took you that route. And I will do that. But when it comes to us explaining, okay, well, the reason why I'm doing this, you know, somebody asked me, I've had people do that, the inbox will say, well, why do you put that up there? I'm like, hello, you know, did you not understand that? Do you need a little bit more insight? You know what I mean? I won't go that route. But when it comes to you questioning me and then you're hounding me about it, I don't see that as a God view right there. You understand what I'm saying, Lovey? It's like, you know, what I think is contradictory, and I don't debate the word of God at all. I see that a lot. The word is the word, and I trust God enough to release the word. You know, he releases it, we release it, you know, but I don't do debates about the word of God. I see that a lot. I just don't. I don't do debates about it. You know, when Jesus had to say what he said what the Father said, and that was it. And so if we're going to be Jesus followers, then we need to follow that too. We say what God tells us to say, and that's it. So when consistency, we're going to be consistent with the walk of Jesus Christ, with the actions of Jesus Christ, with the talk of Jesus Christ, with the ways of Jesus Christ. We can't be up, you know, up one day, down the next, and then we want people to follow. You know, we want them to see the Christ in us. But God wasn't. Jesus wasn't up one day and up the next. He was consistent about being about the Father's business. The words of our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy will be done. You know, and so when he's talking about thy will be done, that's the Father's will. And that's all that matters, the Father's will. Let his will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Amen. That's it.
Amen. Well, you know, Lovey, you know what? That devil is such a liar, but he's defeated. Pastor Keisha missed the show, and as soon as the show came on, my house began to be flooded.
Mm-hmm.
But I didn't move. I didn't move. It went stuff was all in my living room. My brother came up and he's going to clean up. But as soon as I started talking about consistent and being persistent, as soon as Pastor Keisha, the sound came on, my brother came up and said, "Oh my goodness, there's a flood! It's coming down the downstairs." But I didn't flinch. I knew that God wanted this to be done. And poor Pastor Keisha, she wanted to hear the show and write up some things for us. But just pray for us. The enemy is crafty,
yeah.
But you know what? He's defeated anyhow. I'm not going to sweat it. God got us, and I'm not going to just practice. I'm not just going to say things, and then I do totally opposite. I sat here, and I did the show, and I said, "God, I'm going to be consistent," because my body was feeling sick today, only today, when I got to work. And I didn't understand why am I feeling sick. And then when I got home, I said, "Oh, I see what this is. It's the show."
Yeah.
And then as soon as I started it, the flood happened. But I give God glory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
That's
I mean it from my heart. I'm going to be consistent and consistent in my kingdom assignment. I thank God for those who listen to us. I thank God for those who even give me feedback. I thank God for you. I thank God that he's doing great and mighty things. Hallelujah. We might think that this is a small thing, but this is a big thing, and we give
God
glory for it.
Amen.
We give God glory for it. Amen. It was a good show. It's a good show.
It was a good show. Amen. In spite of the obstacles, the glory of God still reigns, and he still is the God of God who sits, of all gods, who sits on, he's the only wise God who sits on the throne. And nothing happens by chance. We learn, enemy hates when we fold, but even in our distractions, we still praise God, and his word still goes forth no matter what.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
God is good.
Yes, he is good.
God is good. God is good. And I want to show helps me to check myself, because I'm busy and sometimes I say things and I don't get to it. I say, "Okay, I get to it." But I have to be consistent. There's something that I have to really do that I keep forgetting. Things keep happening. But we have to just, when we give the word, we have to line up our life with the word that we're given. And if it might be one little thing, we have to check it and take care of it, because we don't want people to think that we are different than what they think we are in the Lord. So our consistency and our persistence in doing what we're supposed to do the right way will build people's confidence and trust in us. Because I will trust a person with my stuff if they're not consistent or persistent in what they're doing. Being late for everything, doing this and doing that, making promises and never fulfilling it, it's not cool. So you have to build a trust. You have to build trust in every situation. You have to build trust. People, we got to remember that. And trust comes with consistency and persistence. I'm consistent and persistent in what I'm going to do for the Lord. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Love you done?
I'm done, Lovey.
I wanted to leave
with the scripture before we ask for the lines to open. And it says in Jude 1, and it says at verse 20, it says, "But you, dear friends, build yourselves up in your most holy faith and pray in the Holy Spirit." 21 says, "Keep yourselves in God's love as you wait for the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ to bring you to eternal life. Be merciful to those who doubt. Snatch others from the fire and save them. To others, show mercy mixed with fear, hating even the clothes stained by corrupted flesh." So we got to die to that flesh, but we got to show, along with showing the mercy of God and being consistent in the word of God, so that we can continue to grow in faith, activating the Holy Spirit in us daily. Amen. I want to share that.
Amen.
Do you want to you want me to pray? Olivia, does anybody open in lines or something?
Yeah. Anybody that needs prayer, anybody that wants to say something at this moment, can just press 1. And if not, Lovey would just pray us out. Nobody's pressing 1. Keith, that's Keisha. Okay, hold up.
912.
Hello. Praise the Lord. Hello.
Yes, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you
now.
Yeah, I was Anita, sir.
Okay. Okay. What's your name,
that you would like us to pray for you with?
I'm in need of strength. I'm in need of strength. I'm in need of guidance. I'm in need of.
What's your name, honey?
My name is Philanda.
Hi, Philanda.
Hi. I'm in need of strength. I'm in need of guidance, and I need God to reveal me of what my assignment is. I would like to know what my assignment is. What did He want me to do?
Amen. 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 We'll be praying for you. We'll add that to the prayer list. Amen. As she prays, as Lovey prays, she'll pray for you. Philanda is your name, you said? All right. Thank you for listening. Hold on. You'll receive pray in a minute. All right. We'll put you back on hold. Just stay put, love, okay? Thank you for listening, and thank you for being listening.
Okay.
Okay. And anybody else? Amen. Okay, Lovey.
Okay. Father God, we just thank you for this hour, Lord God. We thank you, Father God, for the time that you have allowed us to share your word, Father God. We bless you. We honor you and we praise you, Lord God. We give you all glory, for you are such an awesome God. We magnify and exalt you today, God. With the fruit of our lips, we bless your name. Holy Spirit, thank you for your presence. Holy Spirit, thank you for your power. Holy Spirit, thank you for your wisdom and your guidance. Thank you for being activated in our lives today, God. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we pray for Philanda right now, God, and we pray, Father God,
yes,
that she spends time with you, Lord God, that you will reveal to her, Lord God, what her assignments are. I pray in the name of Jesus that you would give her strength.
Yes,
Father, we thank you that in our weakness, you are our strength, God. We thank you, Father God, that we believe that you will lead her and guide her in the direction that you will have her to go, Father God. And in those times where she feels her faith is weakened, Lord, I pray in the name of Jesus that she just call out to you, Father God. And we believe that when we call out to you, Father God, you hear us and you answer us and you come and you sup with us, Father. So we thank you, Lord God, that there is nothing too hard for you. So we decree and declare in the name of Jesus that as this mighty woman of God seek your face, Father God, that you will reveal to her what are those things that she is supposed to be doing in this hour. And we pray her strength, Father God. We decree and declare, Father God, that you will use her as a vessel of the kingdom, Father, in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord God, for all the listeners on the line tonight, God. And we ask in the name of Jesus, Father God, that whatever the need is tonight, Lord God, that as they are walking in obedience to you, Father God, that the need is met. We thank you, Father God, that this is an hour of repentance for us all, Lord God, so that we can clear our plate, Father God, turn away from those things that are not pleasing and acceptable in your sight, Lord God. Lord God, we thank you, Father God, for the healing tonight, Lord God. We thank you for the deliverance, Lord God. We thank you for salvation, Lord God. We thank you for your son, Jesus, Lord God, who is sitting on the right hand, Father God, of you interceding for us, God. We thank you, Lord God, that when we don't know what to pray, the Holy Spirit prays in and through us, Lord God. We thank you, Father God, for this time, Father God, where things are happening in the earth, where you are revealing yourself even more, Lord God. So we ask in the name of Jesus that as we go forth, Father God, in boldness, Lord God, that you will shower us, Father God, cover us, Lord God. Let your glory reign in the earth, Father, in the name of Jesus. We hide behind you, Father God, as we go forth in the assignments that you have already given us. We thank you for the assignments that you are sending our way, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, that the people will not see us, but they will see you, Lord God. We thank you for the multitude of souls that's going to be saved, Lord God. We thank you, Father God, that the victory is already won, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, that the angels are covering over Lovey's house right now, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, that if there's any damage, Lord God, that you're going to restore it 100-fold, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, for her healing right now in the name of Jesus, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, for the activation in our lives, Father God. We thank you for the desire, Father God, that you have placed in us to be about your business, Lord God. We pray in the name of Jesus for every lost soul right now in the name of Jesus, Lord God. We pray, Father God, that you send them to the place, Father God, where they can restore their relationship with you, Lord God. We ask in the name of Jesus that as you send them back, Lord God, that we will not have that judgmental spirit, that we will not have that Pharisee spirit, but that we will have that spirit of Jesus Christ resting, ruling, and abiding in us, Lord God. So we thank you, Lord God, for those babies that are returning home. We pray for every
every child, Father, in the name of Jesus. We pray for every teenager right now in the name of Jesus. We pray for every leader right now in the name of Jesus who are moving, Father God, according to your will and your way in the name of Jesus. We pray for the leaders in authority, our country, our nations, other nations right now, God, in the name of Jesus. So we thank you, God, that you have already released your angels over our homes. We thank you, God, that you've already released the angels over the nations. We thank you, God, that you've already released the angels over the country. So to him who is able to keep you from falling and to present you before his glorious presence without fault and with great joy, to the only God, our Savior, to be glory, majesty, power, authority through Jesus Christ, our Lord, before all ages, now and forevermore. Father, we bless your name. Father, we bless your name. God, we bless your name, God. We give you glory. We give you honor, Lord God. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for saving us in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, in Jesus' most precious name. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Amen, amen, amen. Glory to God. Glory to God.
Amen.
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 Glory to God. Amen.
Amen. God is good.
God
thank
is
you
good.
For joining us tonight. God is good. And for the young lady that just asked to pray, I believe that God will make it plain. Hallelujah.
Yes.
When you spend that time with him. And as Lovey just said, you're desiring something that he wants you to desire. So he will definitely make it plain to you.
Yes.
Thank you all for being us. And we appreciate you taking that time. And Lovey, I love you and I thank you so much. And I don't know if you have any advertisements or anything that you want to say. Feel free to do that.
We have the Deborah Alliance that's coming up June 15th. Some of you that follow us on Facebook, you will probably see it. One of the things I do want to tell you is that there is a registration, but at any rate, please don't let the registration stop you from attending the class. If you have some issues going on right now, just please feel free to inbox me. It's not about that. I just want to be able to do what God has called me to do. I'm really excited about that. It is an accountability class that's going to hold, you know, the women of God who sign up accountable, you know, to just move in the things that God has called them to do, to rise up as Deborahs. And we have a lot of Deborahs out there. And so we just want to be a blessing to the body of Christ. So if you feel that the Lord is leading you to be a part of that class, by all means, join in with us. If you need to inbox me, you can inbox me, and we'll just take it from there. Amen. Thank you.
Amen. And I mean, is that going to be like a special number that the people that sign up will be calling in and being part of our class?
Okay. Yeah, a group. I've opened up a group for the Deborah Alliance, and once the individual lets me know that they are interested in a class, they will become a part of the group, and then all the information they will have there. It'll be a time where they can connect with other people who are a part of the class, and you know, just a point of encouragement and undergirding and support system to help through, you know, for understanding and wisdom. So it's a great thing that I believe God is doing to connect with other people of God as well. So the number will be posted in the class. So all you have to do is inbox me if they're interested and we'll just take it from there if it's one of those financial issues, because it's not even about that. So I don't want that to be, you know, something that would keep someone who's really, you know, struggling right now from not going to the class, because that may be where God wants them to be.
Amen. That's awesome. Somebody might need that. And I just wanted to also say that if you're in the Boston area, please join us 670 Dorchester. I mean, is it Washington? Is it Washington Street? Dorchester on Sundays at 2:00 for service. Things hopefully God is moving, and if there's any changes, we'll let you know. But Unstoppable Kingdom, I thank God for Pastor Keisha, who's the pastor who I oversee, and we are establishing her ministry so she can go forth in the Lord. I thank you again for listening.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you so much, Lovey, for your consistency and your persistence in this broadcast. And this was truly God, so we got to continue to do our kingdom assignment. I love a shout out to my niecey if she's on the phone line. I appreciate her so much. That's my boo-boos. I love you, and I love my nephews. Give them hugs and kisses.
I sure
appreciate
will.
You. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
I'll talk to you. Good night, everyone. I love
okay,
you.
We love you guys. Amen. Bye-bye. Yeah.